Yepe was a leader of the underground movement in Matanzas July 26th, leading up to the Cuban Revolution. The U.S. has refused to recognize the revolutionary government, but Yepe hopes the threat of the recent Deepwater Horizon oil spill may potentially ease the embargo and silence between the two governments, which has endured for over half a century.
I mean, Cuba has been trying to hold conversations with the United States for 50 years, ever since the embargo started. I remember that in the first years of the revolution, we had Che Guevara, precisely, we just had this conference. Che Guevara was appointed by the Cuban government to be the person to hold conversations with the United States. He was ready, he had his bags ready to go to Washington and discuss. And that was the first occasion that the United States didn't want to hold conversations with Cuba about any matter.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said last week she wants flights to be permitted between Tampa and Cuba, but the U.S. has maintained a position that refuses to recognize the Cuban government. Yepe says that Cuba has almost always been willing to resume relations with the U.S.
The government of Cuba was a result of the will of the Cuban people. The Cuban people wanted this. We have this government, this social system that we have now, because the Cuban people decided, and it's self-determination, and the United States doesn't have any right whatsoever to oppose this. We want to talk things with the United States. We have always been in that position for everything.
Even in times of great distress, the U.S. has often denied assistance from Cuba, despite a lack of available help within America.
When you had the Katrina disaster in New Orleans, we offered to send you 100, 200, 300 doctors to help you in any way. When you had the 9/11 disaster in New York, we offered our aid in doctors.
Oil drifting from the spill has been reported seen within 100 miles of Cuba's coast, prompting the United States to consider lifting the embargo on items that could be used to clean up the spill.
We don't like to have these situations like the ones that exist now in the Gulf. It's bad for the United States. It's bad for Cuba, too.
Yepe says that Cuba is even willing to assist in mitigating the influx of drugs coming from Latin America into the U.S.
We don't like the situation we have with these drugs that come from South America and go to the United States, and that sometimes they're flown over Cuba, and we want to cooperate with the United States. Find ways. We have always tried to find means to cooperate with the United States, but it seems not to be convenient to the real power of the United States, that is sometimes much higher than the government of the United States.
WMNF will bring you more from this interview with Cuban underground leader Manuel Yepe next week. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.